The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Monday, November 23rd. What to know today about the next step in the presidential elections process, where votes are now being certified, recounted, and challenged in court. Also, the coronavirus is breaking new records ahead of the holiday, but there's also a new treatment that could help some patients. Plus, a new tool for climate scientists. The NFL is celebrating a historic first, and who broke two world records? Welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. One by one, more states are certifying the results of the presidential election. Georgia became the first battleground state to certify its vote for President-elect Biden on Friday. Michigan and Pennsylvania are expected to do the same today. Then tomorrow is the deadline for Minnesota and Nevada. Of course, major news outlets have already called those states for Biden, but this makes the vote count official. No matter what happens with certification, though, the Trump campaign is expected to keep challenging the results. For example, even after the ballots were certified in Georgia, President Trump has now requested another recount there. Yes, this means all 5 million ballots will get counted again for the third time. But this time, it will not be by hand like it was the last time. The ballots will go through a machine, so the process should be faster. In Georgia, the losing candidate is allowed to request another recount if the margin is close enough, so taxpayers will be footing the bill. And remember, another recount is now underway in two Wisconsin counties. The Trump campaign requested that too, but their state law says candidates must pay themselves. So the Trump campaign had sent over $3 million. Though there are some issues popping up. Over the weekend, some Wisconsin officials said Trump poll watchers were obstructing the recount and acting in bad faith. For example, in Milwaukee County, the election commissioner said a pro-Trump observer was trying to reject every ballot because they were folded, which is allowed. But the Trump campaign argues the process has been unfair and the back and forth continues. Wisconsin's recount must wrap up by December 1st. Also, the Trump campaign still has lawsuits pending, though one of them, claiming voter fraud, got tossed out over the weekend. The judge criticized the Trump campaign for presenting the case at all without enough evidence. But Trump has already said he'll appeal that ruling. By the way, we should mention Trump's campaign is not just filing lawsuits, they're also being sued now. A group of Michigan voters filed a lawsuit saying the Trump campaign is attempting mass voter suppression. So far, no response from the Trump campaign. And a quick reminder, all election disputes are supposed to be settled by December 8th, and each state's electors cast their votes December 14th, officially and formally determining the next president. So, to be continued. The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., says he's now tested positive for COVID-19. He posted to social media that he's quarantining, but feeling fine. Meanwhile, COVID-19 is getting worse and worse around the country. Johns Hopkins University data shows more than 3 million new infections were reported in the U.S. just since the start of this month. That's about a quarter of all American cases since the start of the pandemic. And while most of the cases are still mild, thousands of people are dealing with severe symptoms, and hospitals are starting to get overwhelmed again. At last check, there were nearly 84,000 COVID-19 patients in American hospitals, and at least 24 hospital leaders told the American Hospital Association they're having staffing shortages. Stat News says it's gotten so bad in some places that hospitals have had to transfer severely sick patients hundreds of miles away just to get them an available bed. The White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx, told CNN this surge is unlike anything we've seen so far. She says this increase happened faster and it's broader across almost every state. Birx also says she worries the surge could last longer. She pointed to the upcoming holidays and colder weather, a combo that usually means a lot of indoor socializing. The CDC does recommend skipping large in-person Thanksgiving celebrations this year. It says keep it only to your immediate household. Well, there's more promising vaccine news. A third drug maker said early this morning that its late-stage trials showed its COVID-19 vaccine is highly effective. This time we're talking about AstraZeneca, who developed the vaccine with Oxford University. And while there is an AstraZeneca trial happening right now in the U.S., these latest results are based on a preliminary analysis of trials in the U.K. and Brazil. Depending on the dosage of the vaccine, it was said to be between 62% and 90% effective. These early results still need to be fully reviewed. And remember, two other drug makers, Pfizer and Moderna, reported just last week their vaccines are around 95% effective. Pfizer even officially requested emergency authorization from the FDA on Friday. Meanwhile, doctors have a new tool ready to treat COVID-19. The FDA authorized Regeneron's antibody cocktail on an emergency use basis. It says doctors can use it on high-risk coronavirus patients with mild to moderate symptoms. By high-risk, we mean people over 65 and/or people with underlying conditions. If the name of this sounds familiar, that's because it's one of the treatments President Trump received when he was in the hospital. But the key to this one is the sooner you receive the treatment, the more effective it is. Emory University's med school dean says the best time to receive it is the first 3 to 4 days of getting diagnosed. For now, it's in short supply. But Regeneron says it hopes to have enough doses for 80,000 patients by the end of this month, 200,000 by the first week in January, and 300,000 by the end of January. Leaders from the world's most powerful nations wrapped up the latest G20 summit over the weekend. The two-day meeting was mostly virtual. President Trump took part with some pre-recorded speeches. In one, he told his fellow heads of state he's looking forward to working with them for a long time, making no mention of his election defeat. He also pointed out some accomplishments made by the U.S., highlighting the military, economy, and COVID-19 vaccine developments. He did skip the pandemic preparedness and response meeting. Overall, though, COVID-19 was a major focus at the G20 summit. World leaders stressed the importance of making vaccines, treatments, and tests available to everyone around the globe. The G20 expressed support for specific efforts like the so-called COVAX. That's an international initiative meant to distribute COVID-19 vaccines to countries worldwide. But there are some issues with it so far. For starters, President Trump turned down an invitation for the U.S. to join it. And countries like the U.S., Britain, France, and Germany have already directly negotiated deals with drug companies. So that means the vast majority of the world's vaccine supply next year is already reserved. Now, leaders like Germany's Angela Merkel says that's why COVAX needs to start negotiating as well. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. Can you relate to my struggles finding high-quality meat at the grocery store and actually feeling confident you're getting the good stuff? Or maybe you can find it, but there's only a really limited selection or super expensive options. Well, today's sponsor, ButcherBox, is a simple, sure way to get high-quality, humanely sourced meat. Plus, it's an affordable and convenient option all the time. ButcherBox sends your customized box right to your door every month. I was so impressed getting my first box. It was easy. And now we have a stocked freezer for so many different meal options. Plus, I love knowing there are no added antibiotics or hormones ever. And remember, for a limited time right now, new members get 6 free grass-fed, grass-finished steaks when they go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. That's 2 New York strips and 4 top sirloins added to your first box for free. But you better act quickly because this offer is only good through Cyber Monday. That's 6 grass-fed, grass-finished steaks for free in your first box. Just go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. That's butcherbox.com/newsworthy. All right, now back to the news. Holiday travel is surging ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. More than 1 million people passed through TSA at U.S. airports on Friday. That made it the second busiest travel day since mid-March, when the pandemic was first declared. Then, just under 1 million passengers were screened by TSA on both Saturday and Sunday. While this is exceptionally high for the pandemic era, it's less than half of what we saw at this time last year. Usually, the day before Thanksgiving is one of the busiest, if not the busiest, travel day of the year. Still this year, despite all the warnings, AAA estimates about 50 million people will travel for Thanksgiving, but it says most of those people will be driving. NASA launched a new satellite to track sea levels worldwide. A SpaceX rocket blasted the satellite into orbit on Saturday. Its mission is to circle the Earth and measure how quickly sea levels are rising. This satellite will track sea levels to an accuracy of less than half of an inch, and scientists say it will help them track the speed of climate change. The satellite will also gather data for weather forecasting and hurricane tracking. This is just the first of 2 satellites being launched to monitor the ocean. The second will go up in about 5 years. So remember the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge? It had people posting videos of themselves dumping a bucket of ice water on their heads, then challenging others to do the same and make a donation. It was a hugely successful campaign back in 2014. CBS News reports the challenge has raised hundreds of millions of dollars for ALS research and led to new helpful discoveries. ALS is a disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing loss of muscle control, and there's no cure. Well, the co-creator of that ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, Pat Quinn, has now died of the disease at age 37. The ALS Association said he'll be missed, but he will continue to inspire us until we have a world without ALS. You might remember he was first inspired and motivated by his friend, Pete Frates, who also died of ALS last year. The NFL is set to make history. Tonight's Monday Night Football game will have an all-black officiating crew for the first time ever. It's happening during a matchup between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Los Angeles Rams. There will be seven officials on the field, and they're all black. That's never happened in the NFL's 100-year history. The league says this is a nod to the immeasurable contributions of black officials. Tonight's game is happening in Tampa Bay, starting at 8:15 Eastern, and you can watch it on ESPN. An American swimmer shattered two world records over the weekend. We're talking about Olympian Caleb Dressel. He made history competing in the International Swimming League final in Budapest, Hungary. First, he set a new world record for the 100-meter butterfly. He became the first man to ever finish the race in just less than 48 seconds. About 40 minutes later, he got back in the pool and broke his own world record in the 50-meter freestyle. Dressel has been called the best swimmer on the planet, and you'll probably hear more about him in the months ahead. He's expected to be one of the stars at next year's Summer Games in Tokyo. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Liquid IV. I'm guessing most of you are doing like I am and wearing more sweatshirts and sweaters right now because it's getting colder outside, but that cooler weather and feeling of needing to bundle up can actually mean we're more easily missing signs of dehydration. Yet it's still so important to keep our bodies properly hydrated. That's where Liquid IV can be a huge help. One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water gives you 2 to 3 times the amount of hydration as plain water. And I love that their best-selling hydration multiplier now has 3 new flavors, guava, watermelon, and apple pie. If you're a fan of watermelon Jolly Ranchers, you will love the watermelon flavor. But there are so many great-tasting options to choose from. And I found no matter which flavor I drink, I love that it always does the trick to quench my thirst and make me feel more energized. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Walmart in the beverage section, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use the code NEWSWORTHY at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Okay, now back to Money Monday. Today, we're talking about how your Thanksgiving dinner will likely be more affordable this year. The traditional holiday meal, including the turkey, stuffing, potatoes, cranberries, pumpkin pie, and more, is the cheapest it's been in a decade. The American Farm Bureau Federation says, on average, people will pay $46.90 for a 10-person dinner. That's about 4% cheaper than last year. Whole turkeys are leading the downward trend. The Farm Bureau says grocers are pricing them as so-called loss leaders. That means they're pricing them at below cost to stimulate the sales of side dishes and desserts that will make them more money. Plus, they have ample turkey supply. On the other hand, Thanksgiving favorites like stuffing and pumpkin pie mix are a little more expensive, but the costs are offset by a cheap turkey and inexpensive potatoes. By the way, a separate report from LendingTree found even though the dinner itself is expected to be cheaper, that Americans are going to be spending more overall this Thanksgiving. On average, hosts are expected to spend about $475, and that's up 53% from last year. That includes food, drinks, and home decor. 1 in 4 hosts surveyed say they are overcompensating this year because they've missed other celebrations due to the pandemic. All right, thank you so much for tuning in today and every day. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.